It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series begins a week from today, and we release the schedule for you today. Starting next week, June 12th, Boys Basketball Class 3 Sectional, Kingston and Jefferson, as the Cougars win their first ever state playoff game. Following that, the next week, June 19th, the Volleyball Region 16 semifinal, when the Mac Lady Cardinals punch their ticket to the district tournament with a 3-set winner over Jefferson, the Lady Vikings. And the third set featured a 22-12 deficit erased for the Cardinals as they needed extra points to get the win. Week 3 of the KFMO Classic Series, June 26th, is a football Class 3 semifinal where Central punched their ticket to the championship game with a win at Blair Oaks. July 3rd, baseball Class 4 sectional, Fredericktown at Central. July 10th, it's a softball Class 2 District 2 championship, Valley Catholic and the Central Lady Rebels. Then on July 17th, it's volleyball, a regular season showdown between Farmington and Potosi that went 5 sets. July 24th, MAAA basketball championship game between the Potosi Trojans and Central Rebels, a game that needed overtime. And we wrap it up July 31st with the football Class 3 championship, Central and Seneca. It starts next Wednesday, June 12th, and our KFMO Classic Series airs every Wednesday at 6 in June and July. From there to Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals played in Houston for Game 2 of a 3-game series Tuesday night. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and today the Cardinals are trying to salvage a game in the 3-game series and come home with a 4-5 road trip to Cincinnati, Philadelphia, and Houston. The Astros have won a pair of 3-run games, and the Cardinals were down 6-1 last night, Ricky, and just couldn't overcome the big Astros lead.
A rough start for Andre Pallante. He was not sharp early, and it was just kind of a sloppy game. Cardinals, again, made two errors in the game, and they gave up an unearned run late. The Cardinals' bullpen was pretty good. They just couldn't get that extra hit they needed when they were rallying in the seventh.
Matthew Liberatore has retired all 12 batters faced since going back to the bullpen, and he retired Alvarez on a pop foul.
He looked really strong against Alvarez. Also a good outing for Roycroft in the eighth. He looked sharp.
Today, the Cardinals will start Miles Michaelis 3-6 against right-hander Ronel Blanco. He's 5-1. We're on the air 12:15. Ricky has the lineups at 1. I'll bring you the first pitch coming up from Houston at 1:10.
Guard skipper Oliver Marmol on second baseman Nolan Gorman, who homered again.
He's balanced, and regardless of fastball off speed, he just looks like he's in a good position. He's taking some really good swings right now. It looks like the game is slow to him, and he's in a good spot, so he's contributing offensively well.
Game 3 of the series is this afternoon on B104.3, 12:15 pregame, 1:10 first pitch, as the Cardinals look to salvage a game against the struggling Houston Astros. Elsewhere in the National League, the Pittsburgh Pirates shut out the Los Angeles Dodgers 1-0. Pitcher Jared Jones gets the win, going 6 strong, allowing 3 hits and striking out 6 for the Bucks. The Phillies walk off against the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 in 10 innings. Nick Castellanos' walk-off double is the fourth Philly walk-off winner of the season.
Right now, we're just rolling, you know, and the goal between for each of us each and every series is to win the series, and I'm just happy that I was able to come through.
The New York Mets get home runs from Pete Alonso and Harrison Bader as they beat the Washington Nationals 6-3 and Cincinnati over Colorado 4-1, while Arizona wins their fourth straight, beating San Francisco 8-5. The Giants lose their sixth straight game. American League action, the Cleveland Guardians use a 5-run bottom of the seventh inning to beat the Kansas City Royals 8-5. Josh Naylor smacked his 16th homer for the Guardians. The New York Yankees beat Minnesota 5-1, winning their sixth in a row. They're now 24 games over 500. Giancarlo Stanton had a 2-run homer in the eighth inning to put the game out of reach. He says the Yankees have a powerful offense.
We don't even have to click on all cylinders. You know, it doesn't have to be the same person every night. And it's really just putting pressure on every pitcher we face, and sooner or later, we got to crack them.
Ryan Mountcastle's 2 homers and 5 RBIs propelled the Baltimore Orioles past Toronto 10-1, and Detroit beat Texas 3-1, while Oakland fell to Seattle on Tuesday 4-3. In interleague play, the Tampa Bay Rays beat cross-state rival Miami Marlins 9-5. Brandon Lowe had a homer and 5 RBI and was 2-for-4 for the Rays. Atlanta topped Boston 8-3. Ozzie Albies had a 3-run homer that broke a 6th-inning tie, and Max Fried struck out 13 through 7 innings pitched to pick up win number 6.
I felt like I was executing my pitches really well, and for me, just when I'm executing and you know, going with it. Today, instead of ground balls, it was swings and misses, which was, you know, nice to have.
The Los Angeles Angels beat San Diego 4-2, and it was the Chicago Cubs coming from behind to beat the Chicago White Sox 7-6. Ian Happ had three hits in the game that featured a two-run double in the eighth that proved to be the game winner.
When you're going through a tough stretch, you got to grind out every win, you know, and it would have been really easy in that situation to kind of fold and not come back, and to be able to have that, you know, we clawed one there, and then to be able to have that big inning, get back in the game.
The Cubs erased a five-run deficit while the Chicago White Sox lost their 12th straight game, one shy of their franchise record set in 1924. In other MLB news from Tuesday, the league handed Takeda Marcano a lifetime ban for betting on baseball games. Marcano placed hundreds of bets on games that included wagers on games involving the Pittsburgh Pirates while he was a member of the team. He's the first active player banned for life since the New York Giants outfielder Jimmy O'Connell was banned in 1924. Major League Soccer, St. Louis City SC hosts Portland Saturday at 7:30 at City Park in St. Louis. And UFL, on Sunday, the St. Louis Battlehawks host San Antonio in the XFL Conference Championship. That has a kickoff at 6 o'clock on Fox. And the NASCAR Cup Series races Sunday at Sonoma Raceway, the Toyota Save Mart 350. We'll have coverage on KFMO with the Performance Racing Network at 1:30 and the green flag waving an hour later. NBA Finals Game 1 on Thursday at 7:30, Dallas playing at Boston. And the Stanley Cup Final Game 1 is on Saturday, Edmonton at Florida. Edmonton right winger Corey Perry on the chance to play in the final. He's been to four of the last five Cup Finals but did not win. He won with Anaheim in 2006.
Every year goes by and you're out in the first round, second round, the third round, and you just say, oh, maybe next year. And then they just keep adding up. So you can't take anything for granted. And, you know, this being my fourth trip in the last 5 years, it's a lot of work to get here. But at the end of the day, when you have that chance to lift it over your head, it's all well worth it.
And Florida Panthers head coach Paul Maurice says the week off before game one evens the playing field.
You will both teams healthy. You will both fairly reasonably similar schedules, and away they go. It's probably the perfect amount of time off. You can take a couple of days, then you can push a little bit in the middle and then get ready for the games.
The Oilers and Panthers for game one of the Stanley Cup Final at 7 o'clock on Saturday. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.